This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic from Bloomberg Radio.
A company that works with many partners, you know them, Nordstrom, Neiman Marcus, Target, the Disney Company, Walt Disney Company, of course. They are direct-to-consumer sellers of all things jewelry and accessories. They are announcing a new partnership with, well, wait, to let them talk about it. Amy Jane and Daniela Fiala are the co-founders of Bauble Bar, and Daniela joins us on the phone in New York City. Daniela, been looking forward to this. Thanks for joining Shanali and myself. Tell us about your company.
Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it. So I am one of the co-founders of Bauble Bar, and we like to say that we're here to embellish your everyday. We do that through a collection of in-house designed jewelry, both fashion and fine jewelry, blankets and throws, tech accessories and phone cases, and other accessories with a wink, if you will. We sell direct to a large community of fans through BaubleBar.com and then also through a variety of partners, some of which you mentioned at the beginning of the call.
Yeah, we can see it if you go to the website. There's the Hula Minnie Mouse, Disney earrings, which are really just kind of adorable. But then you've got more serious, like 18 karat gold, you know, hoops that are much more classic. It really is quite a range. Tell us about the growth that you've seen. And I know you can't pull open all of the financial books, but always curious about retail because it is evolving and is evolving even more, much more quickly because of COVID. Tell us about the kind of growth rates that you're seeing.
Sure. We're seeing, you know, I think that one of the things that we really benefited from as a company is we always aimed to bring a wide variety of products through a wide variety of distribution channels. You know, when we launched, we were only direct to consumer, largely just because it was hard to kind of build out the kind of reach that we envisioned for the company on day one. But from the beginning, we really said that we want to be where the customer is. And the customer doesn't always want to shop online. The customer sometimes wants to go to their local Nordstrom and pick something up for an event that they have that evening. And I think you really see that in our distribution strategy, not only on BaubleBar.com, but also selling through folks like Nordstrom, like Target, like Disney. So one of the things that we really benefited from as, you know, COVID took hold was because we had such a range of distribution channels, we were really able to sort of respond to changing consumer patterns pretty quickly, which really helped us as a business. I think the other thing that we had been working on in the background that really helped us, you know, in thinking about the past, you know, 12 to 18 months, was we had been working on launching our licensing strategy. Mm-hmm. So we actually launched our Disney partnership kind of in the summer of 2020. And since then, we've launched partnerships with the NBA, which we launched earlier this year, WNBA, as well as Warner Brothers. And then the big partnership that we're going to be launching soon is with the NFL.
Yes. So, Daniela, I want to talk to you about that because it's a really shocking statistic that I didn't hear before that almost half of NFL fans are women. So how is it, and you know, it's football season. I know I'm looking forward to watching my, you know, dare I say it, the Jaguars on Sunday.
Boo. Anyway.
I mean, what does a partnership with the NFL do for a jewelry brand?
Yeah, I think we're seeing it across a lot of our licensing partnerships, which is these are, you know, this is intellectual property that people are extremely passionate about. And whether you are a Disney fan or a Jaguars fan, that's something that's extremely meaningful to you and extremely special to you. And you usually want to represent that in your clothing and accessories. And that's something that we've really found can withstand something like a COVID, which is if you're a fan of one of those two things, you want to continue to participate in that in some small way. And we give you a way to do that, whether you are going to a game at the stadium and you actually want to be decked out in product that shows who you're rooting for, or you're watching the game from home and you still want to wear something to sort of show your team spirit. I think that's something that fans across the world really respond to.
I grew up in a New York Giants family, and I think somewhere in my jewelry box is some Giants earrings or something.
Because when they were those right back out, Carol.
Exactly. Hey, one thing though, Danielle, I want to ask you, supply chains. It's something we talk about with all kinds of leaders. What's your supply chain? Are you having problems at all?
Yeah, you know, I think that the team has done a great job making sure that we have, you know, different options depending on the different products that we're looking to source and develop. So
is that a no then?
I mean, we've been able to work around it. I think a lot of folks at this point have been able to find ways to work around it. Obviously, folks, I think, across the world are seeing disruption in different parts of their business. We've fortunately been able to find partners who are able to help us avoid that. So we've been very fortunate in that way.
Hey, one thing I do want to ask you, and this has come up a lot too around this table in our studio, is fast fashion. And you are considered a fast fashion company. It's something that's on our radar in terms of impact on the environment. And so I'm curious how you are addressing that. Because it's something increasingly consumers, you probably know this better than I do, consumers are looking at this when they go to make a purchase.
100%. You know, we actually really don't consider ourselves fast fashion. I think that that's definitely sort of legacy, you know, misnomer as people think about how they define our brand. You know, about 40% of our sales are actually coming from custom made to order products. So there's no waste created whatsoever in the creation of that product. We don't actually put it together until you tell us what it is that you want, the size, the color, the name, the customization. Again, it's all really custom made just for you. In terms of the rest of our product, I think we really benefit from the fact that we are in a category and produce product where our minimum quantities to order are extremely low. And everything that we do is very, very, very data driven. So we are really focused on making sure that we're creating as little waste as possible, if not zero waste, which is always our focus. And I think that we're quite, you know, unique in that we're a company that really, you know, doesn't write off inventory, really finds a way to sort of move it through our core channels, because we are really only writing to what we believe that our fans and customers are ultimately going to want to purchase. And that's one of the benefits of our data-driven model.
Well, really cool to check in with you. And I hope you'll come back, because we love looking at these kind of businesses. Two women starting it. I know you guys go back to your days at Harvard Business School with your co-founder. So I hope you'll come back and let us know how things are doing. Daniella Fiala, she's one of the co-founders of Bauble Bar, joining us on the phone in New York City.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.